What was once a burgeoning industry in North Simcoe is recapturing the spotlight thanks to the efforts of people like Basil Lafreniere. The Georgian Bay Heritage League president is offering an exciting opportunity for local youth to help preserve a rich part of the area's history by restoring a 1908 Gidley boat. For nearly 2 years, Lafreniere has searched for a way to pass down his expertise and love for boat restoration to the younger set. When he discovered the 1908 Gidley, he says he knew it was the perfect project to share his restoration skills alongside an important part of Penetanguishene's history. "I'm a string instrument builder by trade, but since retiring, I can't sit still," says Lafreniere, who dedicates his time nowadays to restoring boats with the Georgian Bay Heritage League and is also a member of the Métis Nation of Ontario's MNO, Georgian Bay chapter. "Building fiddles is a lot like building boats. You have to bend the wood and curve the bottom." Over the next 6 months, Lafreniere will guide youth through the restoration process, teaching them not only the technical skills of boat building but also the history behind the 1908 Gidley. The Gidley Boat Company, later renamed the Georgian Bay Boat and Canoe Company, was based in Penetanguishene and produced an impressive range of watercraft, including canoes, rowboats, sailboats, private and commercial steamboats, and large houseboats. The company was eventually acquired by Grew and Bonnie Boat Company in 1939. Although eager to begin restoring the 1908 Gidley, Lafreniere is happy to wait for the youth, whose enthusiasm has resulted in an overwhelming number of hopeful participants. Lafreniere says the kids involved, who are also MNO members, will be mentored by both him and fellow Heritage League member Marg Rayner. The pair aren't receiving any sort of compensation for their efforts, but doing out of their love of history. "We want both boys and girls to feel welcome because this history belongs to everyone," Lafreniere explains. The group of dedicated boat restorers has been working hard over the years to keep local 19th and 20th century marine history alive through their work. While there are only 8 active volunteers at the moment, they have restored close to 30 boats, most of which are power boats. "Our mandate is to restore all the Georgian Bay boats," Lafreniere says. The club has restored boats manufactured by 7 manufacturers along the shore of Georgian Bay from Meaford to Honey Harbor. They are Gidley Boats, Grew Boats, Norse Boats, Midland Boat Company, Watts Boats, Cliff Richardson Boats, and Seabird Boats. Last September, they took part in the 2nd annual Heritage Boat Show at the Huronia Museum and brought Grew Boats that were built in Penetanguishene. "We try to get the boats looking good for the show we are going to," Lafreniere explains. "They don't sell any boats because their mandate is to preserve and display boat history. The club has a history of hanging onto the historical boats, so the public can see them down the road. If we sell them, we don't have anything to show," he says. As part of the latest restoration project, participants will also explore the club's other historical treasures, including other Gidley boats and 2 canoes dating to the late 1800s, and receive a membership card for the club and a diploma to celebrate their achievement. Adds Lafreniere. They'll even get to ride in the restored boat, bringing the Gidley back to its home waters in Georgian Bay.